Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Adam Witte is here. You know, folks, about a decade ago, I met this young man, very young man, entrepreneur. It was clear he was special, something special about him, something unique. But my first thought was, does your mother know where you are? I mean, he was just a baby, and yet he had all this fire and ideas, and he didn't just have ideas. He had the deal points to back up his ideas, unlike some people these days. And so I knew he was going to go somewhere, and so we got him on the show. We introduced him to you, and over the last decade or so, he's just bloomed into this incredible national leader and caught the attention of a lot of different folks. And I'm really glad to say that we've been watching the development of Adam Witte and his organization, and it's been fun to watch and very heartening and gratifying to watch. Adam Witte, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on all the great success.
Jim, thank you so much. It's great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back. Advantage Forbes Books. Now, that's not a new title of your company, but it's fairly new. It's within the last couple of years, I guess. And your business is helping leaders put their best foot forward in the marketplace through their ideas and through leveraging different content opportunities, including books, to put their ideas in front of them, right?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I mean, every business owner is a subject matter expert on something very important. It's probably related to what their company might do, the products and services they sell, how they help customers improve their lives or improve their businesses. And most business owners aren't very good about shining the spotlight on their expertise. In fact, they're shy, and at times they run away from it. Our business exists to help entrepreneurs and business owners share their expertise with the world through books. We help entrepreneurs write and publish books, as you know, but we also help entrepreneurs become authorities, because when you are seen as the go-to guy or the go-to gal in your industry, in your marketplace, in your community, everybody wants to work with you, and that makes you magnetic. And that helps you attract new customers into your business.
And the thing about being a subject matter expert, a thought leader in your world, and that's all you have to do, right? I mean, you don't have to say, I mean, if you're a thought leader, it's enough for you to be a thought leader in your little vertical world. And people, because that's what people expect of you. But when you're at that level, your thought leadership is your brand, is your lead brand element, that's first, before they even know what your company does, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. I want all of your listeners to remember this, that the riches are in the niches. And so,
say
so
that
we're
again.
Advocating.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Yeah. Go ahead.
The riches are in the niches. And so we're advocating that you be a thought leader in your niche, in the vertical market that your company plays in. You don't need to be a subject matter expert or a thought leader to anybody and everybody. You just need to be an expert in the eyes of the people that can give you and your business money, which are your customers and your prospective customers.
And it's a form of intellectual property. And you know, Adam, over the 21 years we've been doing the show, we've constantly kept intellectual property on the front burner of our programming. And what you know and can convey to people to help them, whether they ever become a customer or not, whether you ever meet them or they ever meet you, whether they even live in a place where you can do business, you being in the world today with the internet and everything, as a thought leader, you could help. You could be helping people all over the world with your, as you say, in what you know about your niche, and that's intellectual property that along with a lot of other elements in a business, Adam. I'm trying to help small business owners not discount, not be unaware of, and not minimize. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you're right. So I want your listeners to remember two more things. Number one, people do business with people, not with corporations. And number two, people do business with folks that they know, like, and trust. And when you position yourself as an expert, when you position yourself as a thought leader, people know you, they like you by reading your content, and they trust you. And until people trust you and trust your business, they're not going to buy from you. And so that's exactly what this authority marketing, thought leadership marketing thing is all about, is helping people know you, like you, and trust you, which makes it easier for people to do business with you.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing to remember that I keep reminding people about, Adam, is the humanity part of this particular kind of intellectual property. Because everything you just said is around human beings. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. There's nothing more analog than everything, every word in what you just said. And there's nothing more analog than human beings. There's nothing more analog than the humanity that no matter how much digital stuff we use, we're still going to require. And in my opinion, the thought leadership, the subject matter expertise that we're talking about here, it's going to be more powerful tomorrow than it was yesterday. What do you think?
It is. And if you look at where the future business is going and how people buy, what we have seen on a micro level and on a macro level is that purchase decisions are becoming much more personal. And the affinity that consumers have for certain brands or for certain companies is becoming more and more important. And so one of the best ways to create personality around your business is for you, the business owner, to become the expert, to become the authority, to shine the spotlight on yourself. And you create this valuable intellectual property that has real worth for the long term.
And after the break, we're going to get Adam to break that down a little bit for us in the more bite sizes so we can get our heads around some of the details. Tony, after, I need the website quickly, Adam.
AdvantageFamily.com.
All right, AdvantageFamily.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.